Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, can the way that you guys won last week linger for a couple of weeks, or does it linger a couple of weeks when you lose a game like that?
Probably lingers longer when you lose, Schulte. When you win a game like that, it's so good for the psyche, but you also, again, you're happy you won the game, you move on, and you're ready for the next contest. I think when you lose a game like that, I think you can tighten up, and I think it I do. I think it's on your mind, and I think it, you know, it can obviously it can play into the following weekend as well, because it puts that much more emphasis on the next weekend games.
A lot of crazy parts of that game. In your mind, what was the craziest?
Oh boy, Schulte, it was a unique game. I don't know, Schulte, a combination of a lot of different things. You know, you get penalty shots. You have 5-on-3s. You've got obviously some missed penalties. You have a disallowed goal, and then of course you score a goal with a half a second to go on the clock, that, you know, in dramatic fashion. So I can't sit there and pinpoint one piece of that game last weekend, Schulte. The bottom line was just, you know, winning it at the end right there, obviously, again, was a, you know, a sigh of relief, a breath of fresh air, and a feel good goal because, you know, we had 7.5 hours on a bus ride on the way home as well.
There were a couple areas of the game that you said you wanted to get better at. We'll start with the faceoff. What's missing or what's wrong right now?
I don't know. It's hard. I challenged our centerman this morning, obviously, that we need to be better on the faceoff dot. Again, is that a combination of your wingers and the centerman? Is it the centerman, you know, obviously tactically not doing what he's supposed to do? Are we, you know, are we trying to win on our forehand too much instead of our backhand? Just a lot of different things. I just think you have to have a mindset and a mentality as you step, you know, when you step inside the faceoff circle and you're ready to take that faceoff, you just have to really – you better grip your stick tight. You better obviously, again, have a lot of intensity, and you have to go in there with the want to of winning that faceoff. And, again, I think some of it's psychological. I think some of it might be technique. So, you know, a combination of those two.
How about the power play?
Well, we need to be better right there, Schulte. We need to move the puck quicker. We need to shoot more. You know, those are two standards I think everybody goes by, but it's the truth. And we like our personnel and our power play, but we have to execute better. And you know, we're not obviously ready to, you know, throw in the towel right now, but we do need to get better in that area.
What is the best part of your game right now?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know what? We've had strong penalty killing so far. You know, we're getting good goaltending. I would say probably our penalty killing and our goaltending.
Which work hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and also, you know what, our defensemen, I think, have done a good job breaking the puck out. You know, so again, that also goes hand in hand with that stuff. But we want to manufacture more offense. I think we can't keep on putting pressure on ourselves. You know. Obviously, again, we're giving up one goal a game, which is huge. But we got to start trying to get to 3 goals. And when you get to 3 goals, you're going to win a lot more games, and you're going to have a little bit. You're going to have a little sigh of relief at times when the opposition scores a goal. So we need to work on our offense a little bit too, and obviously maintain good defensive structure.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. On to Anchorage, new coach. Are they any different?
Yeah, they're a lot different because, again, their style's different. I don't know much about their team, Schulte, to be honest with you, and I don't know much about their coaching staff. I can just tell you a little bit of what I've seen on video, and you can tell, again, it's a group right there that they're excited to play, and they've played 4 games, and they haven't been outplayed any one of the 4 games, the 2 against Ferris State, the 2 against Colorado College. They have not been outplayed, so they have good speed. Again, they play a style where, you know, they run like a 2-3. It's like a man-on-man defense all over the ice. So they're not going to give you a lot of time. So, you know, there's some things that we have to do structurally against them, but they're not easy to play against.
Do you ever truly know how you need to attack a team until you've seen them in person?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We think we know how to attack them when we're watching them on tape. Then we got to see exactly, again, the things that we've worked on all week. We're going to see, obviously, how it goes tonight. And if it goes well, that's great. And if it doesn't, we're going to have to modify certain things throughout the game. But again, it's the first time you're playing against this coaching staff. So again, I think we're learning more about them, and they're learning more about us. So, I mean, you know, from their standpoint too, they're trying to figure out the league, and the team's in the league.
How would you compare their power play to your penalty kill?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question, Schulze. I don't really know if you can compare any power play to a penalty kill. The bottom line is, I think, in both areas, who's going to outwork the other? And, you know, I know our goal for the penalty kill is we just want to make sure, again, that we take a lot of time and space away. We have a unbelievable work ethic on the penalty kill. We want to make sure, again, we clear pucks. We want to make it very difficult for, you know, the power play to have two complete passes. We just want to take those types of things away. So, you know, it's all about matching intensity, I think, in the special teams battles.
Is your team healthy?
Yes, we are, actually, Schulze. Let's knock on wood on that one.
You've been coming to Alaska for a long time. What's the best way to counteract the time change?
I don't know if the time change is that bad right here, because I like when we got here today, this week. We got here at about 9 o'clock, and you know, we ate. You know, guys probably got to bed about 11 o'clock, 11:30, which is, you know, 2:30 or 3 our time. But they slept through the night, which a lot of times I wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning because it's 7, 8 o'clock, you know, Central time. So I don't think the time change is all that bad, as long as you're not waking up at 4 a.m. and staying up. And I know our guys aren't, so I don't really worry too much about that. I think it's a great road trip. I think it's fun. I think the guys enjoy it. I think that probably overrides and offsets the time change.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.